All right, welcome to another show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is January 17th, 2008. And quite the interesting day we've had today. Of course, the economy continues to go right down the toilet. We had the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummet around 300 points today. We had Ben Bernanke testifying in front of Congress, and the dollar fell even further. And now there's this talk about tax rebates, that tax rebates are going to rescue the economy. This is a bunch of crap. These people in the establishment continue to ignore the problem. The problem is the system. It's this monetary system that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I mean, only a crazy person would consider a monetary system where you print money out of thin air a viable monetary system. And they laugh at people who propose going back to the gold standard or using hard money. Well, I mean, which is crazier, printing money out of thin air that has no value or actually establishing a monetary system that has some sort of substance behind it? I think the answer is self-evident. But of course, to these clowns in the establishment media and in our government, they have to lie, because if they tell the truth, there's going to be a lot of angry people, and they can't have that. They don't have their police state and Northern Command martial law apparatus 100% complete yet, so they have to lie. And that's really where we are today. We have a bunch of liars on TV that tell us that, oh, we may be entering a recession. Well, hey, I tell you what, folks. We're not just entering a recession. We're entering a depression. Okay? In fact, we're already in one. This subprime mortgage crisis is a lot worse than people think. It's going to spread. So don't believe these people on CNN or Fox News or in the government. And especially don't believe people who are speaking on behalf of the government. Because the statistics they use to tell you how great the economy is doing, they're all based off of lies too. They constantly manipulate the figures to give them a figure that fits best for their propaganda. It's very diabolical, it's very evil, but that's what these people do. We're dealing with a criminal enterprise, and that criminal enterprise is the federal government. So we're going to be talking about the economy a great deal on today's show, considering the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 300 points today. I mean, it's just crazy. But in addition to that, we have all this other news. I mean, what do we have here? Canada puts U.S. on torture watch list. We have this news about opium fields spreading across Iraq. That's a good one. Oh, and the Ministry of Defense in the United Kingdom, they've offered an apology to victims of nerve gas testing. Yes, they tested nerve gas on their own soldiers. Just unbelievable. That's your government for you. Another story here, UK to urge blocking websites promoting terror. Of course, they define whatever terror is, so they're just trying to censor the internet. But we'll cover all these stories and more on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America.
All right, welcome back to the show. And let's just jump right into this economic news. I mean, this stuff is horrifying, what we're seeing here. We're seeing the value destruction of the U.S. dollar. This stuff is literally becoming worth as much as toilet paper. It's horrifying to witness. But let's go over some of these news stories. And we have a ton of them. The first one that comes to mind is, of course, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped over 300 points today. And at this point in time, the Dow has actually dropped 1,000 points in the year 2008. And there's this article from USA Today that covers this. And let me read from it. Stocks plunged further Thursday, sending the S&P 500 down almost 3% and driving the Dow Industrial Average down more than 1,000 points since the start of 2008 as investors worried about the outlook for the U.S. economy. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said the risk of an economic downturn are more pronounced, and a Philadelphia Federal Reserve survey showed regional manufacturing activity weakened in January. He said the housing sector will be a drag on the economy for much of this year. Shortly before the Fed chairman spoke, the Philadelphia Fed said its measure of manufacturing activity fell sharply to a negative 20.9 from a revised reading of negative 1.6 in December. The report underscored the seriousness of the economic concerns that have in recent weeks drawn the focus of both Wall Street and Washington. Now, look, I don't buy into the numbers that these people come up with because most of it's a bunch of crap anyway. The bottom line is, you know, just use some common sense here. All right? Goods and services overall are costing people more. That's due to the fact that these knuckleheads at the Federal Reserve continue to print more and more money out of thin air, thus devaluing the dollar. It's really that simple. But of course, you watch the establishment media, all the corporate-controlled cronies up there talking about the economy. The Federal Reserve, they're not to blame for any of this, according to these people. You know, the Federal Reserve, according to these people, they're like our best buddy. When in fact, the Federal Reserve, through Alan Greenspan's insane policies earlier this decade, created this. And now he comes on air acting like he's some sort of financial prophet and guru, making the rounds on the different media shows promoting his memoirs book, when in fact, he's the very man responsible for what's going on now. All that guy did was whenever there was an economic problem, he just printed more money. He just created more money out of thin air. I mean, geez, I could be the Federal Reserve chairman and do that. The point is that the problem here is the system. Nobody has confidence in the system anymore. I mean, I'm just seeing this. Look, you have the Dow Jones Industrial Average going down 1,000 points in just this year. And that is despite the fact that the unit that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is measured in is going down. That's a really, really bad sign. And you combine that with the subprime mortgage crisis that's going on, that's starting to funnel into the regular mortgage market. You're seeing a deflation in the housing market, and you're seeing inflation with the currency. I mean, we're talking like 15-16% here, according to some private estimates. Of course, the Federal Reserve doesn't publish the M3 money supply report. They gave that up a couple years ago, and that was the measure of the aggregate money supply that was out there, the largest measure that they published, and they stopped publishing it. They said, "Oh, it's irrelevant now." Well, are you kidding me? It's more relevant than ever, because I'd like to know exactly how much money these clowns are printing and creating out into the marketplace. So really, the problem here is the system. We have to get rid of this Federal Reserve Bank, which is a private bank that's, I mean, they actually pay a dividend to the stockholders, whoever those people are. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation as to who those people are, but a lot of people believe the Rockefellers and the Warburgs and some interest from the Rothschilds over in Europe. I mean, it's a lot of speculation, but the bottom line is they give a dividend to the owners. So what we need to do is we need to eliminate this Federal Reserve Bank, and we need to restore monetary policy back in the government so that money is created I'd say we should back it by gold and silver. But at the very least, even if the government just created money out of thin air, if the government created it, it would be used for the interest of all the people, not just some cronies that run this private bank. I mean, it's really that simple. And I've pretty much gone over the way I think the monetary policy should be in this country many times on the show before, but I'll go over it one more time. The way I see it is this. The money system, the free market should dictate what money is and what money isn't. And if you have legal tender, it should be something that has substance, like gold or silver. It's really that simple. Because what you have with the Federal Reserve is you have a trust, you have a monopoly on the creation of money. And just a few months ago, the Liberty Dollar people, granted, you know, I mean, it might not have been the fairest system in the world, the Liberty Dollar, but it was a hell of a lot fairer than these Federal Reserve notes, which they just print out of thin air. At least with the Liberty Dollar, the paper notes that Bernard von Nothaus was issuing was backed by silver coins. And it was starting to get some traction as an alternative currency. It was the second most popular currency, second most popular money system in the country. So what did they do? They claimed that Bernard von Nothaus and the people involved with the operation were conducting fraud, were laundering money, all of which were completely baseless charges. But you see how protective they are of the money trust. And they try to destroy anybody that goes against them. So that's really the predicament that we're in today. And one of the main reasons why there's so much instability in the economy. Because when you can create money out of thin air and reduce the money supply, increase the money supply, that creates these booms and busts. And they've been doing it ever since the Federal Reserve was founded in 1913. So we had the Dow Jones Industrial Average going down 300 points today. We also have people saying that gold is easily going to reach $1,000 sometime this year, and I firmly believe that to be the case. I think it's a layup. I don't think there's any question that we're going to see $1,000 gold price later this year. And I think we'll see $20 silver price later this year as well. And the reason why I see that, again, you have this Federal Reserve completely out of control. They continue to print more and more money out of thin air. It sounds like they're going to reduce interest rates again, which is going to increase the amount of money that's out there in circulation. It's pure madness. So I see $1,000 gold and I see $20 silver in 2008 easily. And one of the key events that we need to keep an eye on is the Olympic Games over in China. Because there's been a lot of speculation that after the Olympic Games, China, which holds, I forget exactly how much of our treasury reserves that they own, but they own a ton of it. And if they start dumping all those dollars they own, it's going to send the value of the U.S. dollar into a tailspin. And it's going to get ugly. In fact, last year we passed the point of no return. We're at all-time low levels. I mean, you can just look at the dollar index. When that thing passed the 78 to 80 mark, I mean, it's floating around the 75 to 76 mark, and I mean, that's just a bad, bad sign because we've never seen the dollar reach those levels before. So it could go down a long, long way. And as it goes down, the price of gold is going to go up, valued in dollars. It's not the fact that gold is necessarily becoming more valuable or silver is becoming more valuable. It's a fact that the paper currency, these Federal Reserve notes that are floating out there, they're becoming worth less and less, primarily due to the policies of the Federal Reserve. It's madness. What these people should be doing is they should be increasing the interest rates and defend the dollar. Look what Paul Volcker had to do back in the early 80s to rescue the dollar from a complete collapse. He had to raise interest rates up to 20%, roughly. I think it was actually a little higher than that. Now, if they try to do something like that today, it's going to be far, far worse. Especially with this huge credit bubble that we have. I mean, you got people who are using credit cards to buy groceries, to buy the everyday necessities of life. But all this is being done by design in order to consolidate wealth with the big bankers and to get rid of the middle class. Because the middle class represents a threat to the elitists that have taken over this country. Let me get into some more economic news here. Now they're talking about tax rebates. Tax rebates urge to rescue economy. This is an Associate Press article. Let me read from it. United for urgent action, the White House and Congress raced towards emergency steps Thursday to rescue the national economy from a possible recession. Well, guess what, folks? We're already in a recession, and most likely we're in a depression. And they're saying, oh, well, including tax rebates of at least $300 a person and maybe as much as $800. Wow. Well, $300 can buy you a lot. $800, wow. That doesn't buy anything these days. I mean, I'm just one person. When I go to the grocery store, you know, I don't even buy that much. And it costs me around $100 just to go to the grocery store. Just to pick up the food that I need. It's madness. But anyway, we're up against the break. I want to get more into the economy on the other side. And we'll cover lots more news pertaining to this issue. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism. but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Show, and the topic of discussion right now is the coming depression, the hyperinflation that we're starting to experience in the economy. I mean, just pretty much the overall horrible nature of things that's going on, and it's getting really ugly out there. I mean, we're talking about the value of the dollar and how the Federal Reserve has just destroyed the value of it. And we have these talking heads on CNBC, on Fox News, on all these propaganda outlets, and they refuse to point the finger at the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve system. I mean, this is what's causing all this. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. I mean, what sort of crazy person actually believes that printing money out of thin air is a good thing? You look at it from a historical basis, every single fiat currency that they've tried, and this is the history of mankind, it's either collapsed or it's been replaced. And just check out what happened in the Weimar Republic of Germany back in the 1920s. That's one example. Or you could check out what's going on in Zimbabwe right now. They got a lot of millionaires over in Zimbabwe, but the problem is that a million Zimbabwe dollars doesn't buy you a whole lot. I mean, we got this. It's our story of dollar dips on Bernanke testimony. I mean, that's a Reuters article. We had Bernanke up in front of a congressional committee, and he's saying that more interest rate cuts may be necessary. And the guy looks worried. I was seeing his testimony on C-SPAN before I came on air. The guy looks frightened. He looks scared. And actually, when Ron Paul questioned him about the value of the dollar, and when Bernanke responded, that looked like a nervous man up there. These people know that we're in a lot of trouble, but they're put on this face to portray confidence. Because if Ben Bernanke comes out there and says, oh, everything's going to hell, we're facing depression, if he's actually honest about what's happening, then everything's just going to fall all apart, and the elites and the special interests in charge of the central banking system, they will lose a lot. So they have to maintain this face. They have to maintain confidence amongst the people so they can manipulate the economy for their own gains. But anyway, we have a phone call. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, do you read me?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, okay. I just want to say that my primary interest in the information that's out there about the New World Order and the whole power structure has been financial, because I knew it was going to come sooner or later. And so right now I'm kind of working up the nerve to buy some more silver, gold. I figure maybe silver rounds. I think junk silver might be a good play if you're willing to carry it around with you. I did get some gold coins and some collectibles. I really like the upside on collectibles. I think silver has a bigger upside. And what I would say to them, to all these policymakers who are deliberately bringing down America and they're using financial means to do it, is show me the money. Show me one positive result from what you've done. They don't have it. Frankly, I know for a fact it's deliberate. You got any comments on that?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, there's no question this is deliberate. I mean, the Federal Reserve has manipulated the economy ever since its inception. Clearly, the depression was a result of monetary policy by the Federal Reserve. They literally and purposely withheld issuing more money, which furthered the depression. I mean, that's a historical fact. And they've continued to manipulate the economy for their own gains. And they've consistently done this over and over again. And you've seen the delinking from the gold standard, from using silver as money back in the 19th century. And they've continued to go down the rabbit hole until we're at a point where they're literally creating money on computers.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to crash it big time, and they're going to use the hardship as a way to leverage in the Amero. Have you seen the Amero coins?
I have seen the Amero coins, those photos. I'm not sure if they're actually...
There's been a lot of questions if they're
actually legitimate or not, but I am familiar with the premise of the coming North American currency, if that's what you're asking.
Right, I figure that's their end game, that they do it with economics. I think there's about a 90% chance they're gonna stage another 9/11 false flag terror attack on us. But the whole thing is right now how to protect yourself financially. You know, my family got some money, and I just can't get through to them about any of this stuff. So it's really hard being outside the matrix. But it's live free or die, isn't it, Rick? You know, it's going to come down to that. And I know for a fact, just like when they were sending my buddies home in body bags during the NOM, that these people are not going to stop doing what they're doing until we get right into their faces and put a hurt on them some way. Somebody's going to have to die. There's going to have to be riots in the streets before anything happens. Either that or a huge economic. It'll be economic. They'll try to do it economically first. Anyway, I figure that's the play. Crash the economy and force them into the Amero.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Talking about the economy primarily on today's program. And I mean, basically, be sure that you buy some gold and silver. I mean, even if you can't afford gold and silver, go to your local bank, exchange some of these worthless Federal Reserve notes in for nickels. Now, literally nickels. It doesn't matter if it's 1980 nickel, 2007 nickel, it doesn't matter. Nickels, the melt value of these nickels, they're worth more than the face value. And what you saw in the 1960s is you saw junk silver, silver coins. people started hoarding those silver coins because they knew the value of the silver that were in the coins became worth more than the face value. So they slowly went out of circulation. And I believe the same thing is eventually going to happen with nickels and maybe even pennies. You know, the copper pennies. Pennies made before, I believe it's 1982. They're made of copper. They're worth twice as much as the face value of the penny. So we could very well get to a point in time where these coins become extremely valuable. I mean, I look at it this way. You have money that's stored on computers. Okay? That's the most prevalent. Then you have money that's stored in the form of paper notes. That's less prevalent. I mean, if there was a bank run on the banks and you tried to get paper notes for all of your money, if everybody just went to the bank and tried to get paper notes for the money that's stored on computers, they wouldn't have paper notes to give everybody. So you have the paper notes. Then you have the coins, which is more valuable than the paper because it has physical melt value in there. It's an actual metal. It's something tangible. And then, of course, you have gold and silver beyond that, and that's the most desirable. But seriously, just be sure that you protect yourself, because in the case of a financial collapse, and it looks like we're going to see something along the lines of what happened in the Weimar Republic of Germany, if they continue doing this, then you got to have something as an insurance policy, and that's gold, silver, coins, I mean, even paper notes. Even if you have some paper notes, just some cash on hand, so you don't have to stand in the lines when they have runs in the banks. And we've already started to have runs in the banks. You had runs in the banks in the United Kingdom with Northern Rock, and you also had Countrywide Financial, their banks. There were runs on their banks because of the debacle with the mortgage crisis over there. And now, of course, Countrywide has been bought out by Bank of America, which is further consolidating the whole banking system under just a few different banks. And I think that's the goal of these people. They want to consolidate the banks under three or four different institutions, consolidating the wealth under these banks, as well as use this economic crisis as an excuse to form their North American Union and bring in a common regional currency like the Amero. And those Amero coins that I've seen up online, I don't think there's really anything credible behind them. I think that's just an artist's representation of those coins. If I remember correctly, all that stuff came from Hal Turner. And there's been a lot of information that's been spread out there that have actually indicated that Hal Turner is actually some Fed. He's actually working for the FBI. And I don't know all about that, but all those Amero coins out there, I'm pretty certain that they're fakes. But either way, I mean, that's the goal of these people. They do want to form regional currencies. The CFR has talked about this. They actually have a book out called Regional Monetary Integration that came out a few months ago. I mean, these people really want to form these economic unions, and with those economic unions, you need a common regional currency. But let's get to some more of these calls. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on the air.
Yeah, you mentioned Hal Turner with the Fed. Actually, he had a problem once where some political organization where the FBI knew something that was going on before there was a group that pulled guns on him. It was something called A Nation something, and the FBI knew that they were going to be there, you know, before he did and the other one did. So I don't know if he's – where did you hear about him connected with the Fed? I mean with the FBI, that Fed, I mean, not the Reserve.
Yeah, the FBI. I was reading on there's a couple websites, truthnews.us, and there's just some information that was floating out there on the Internet. I haven't yet confirmed any of this, but that's just what I've read.
Okay. All right. Well, outside of maybe me getting some Levi's and luggage and a couple other things, and I may want to go to Europe, I will tell you this. Unless you are, a stock investor, or which is fine. Robert Chapman advises some stocks, or a futures trader, you know, futures meaning commodities, and you have that type of an account, or you have a business like something that requires a business account, you know, that you need a commercial savings account, you know, transactions, or you, I forgot what the third thing would be. I would advise the people out there, don't put your money in the bank at all. If you need to cash your check, it's better you go to a check cashing place and cash it. Or either, if you have a bank account, use it just enough money in there just to cash whatever the minimum balance is. Like Bank of America minimum balance is $300. Then just keep only $300 in there just to cash your checks. I would not advise people, let's say, if all they have is $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, to keep that in the bank at all, period, because that's just what happened. I mean, this is long before my time and even long before your time, but that's just what happened in the 1920s. Don't keep your money in a bank. Don't keep your savings in a bank. Now, the other thing is you mentioned about the I'm sure you heard of Robert Chapman, international forecaster, Robert Chapman. He was even on this network. You mentioned about the nickels. Well, yeah, but that's not going to give you much. What I advise people out there to do is, damn it, just call up Robbie Noel of Republic Trading Group and get yourself some silver eagles. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do, because I don't know if I can afford gold right away. I'm going to try to see if I can invest and multiply money either with commodities or with some stocks with the help of the international forecaster and manipulate and get that profit and maybe use that to buy gold, because it's hard to buy gold with any kind of job nowadays because of all this work and low wages and all the immigration junk and everything else. But I still, silver eagles are very attractive. Even now, silver is underpriced. If I could afford to buy two silver eagles a month, and the way silver is going, maybe a couple of months out of the year, maybe buy a few more of that particular, you know, for one particular month, a person would have about $1,000 possibly of silver, you know, a year, especially if silver goes up, and have the same purchasing power 5 years from now as they do in 2008, even with silver. And the silver eagles are not even 90% silver. They're like 99 point something silver, which means they'd be very liquidable. If a jeweler wanted to take them, buy them from you, melt them down, he could, because they're pure silver. If you wanted to get somebody, you know, negotiate something, a transaction, you can. They'd be excellent. Robbie Noel sells them, they're still, right now, quite reasonable. They're like $16. And for even an average American to be able to save even $30 or $40 a month, just that alone, that's better than the average American out there really make it difficult to save at all. Plus, you have the same buying power. Now, if somebody puts that same $1,000 in a savings account right now, possibly 2 years from now, may have a similar purchasing power. Oh, sorry with the scratching. It may have a similar purchasing power, but certainly 5 years from now, it would not have the same purchasing power. It may have a purchasing power of 800. It may have a purchasing power of 900 something, not even that, maybe 700. The silver eagles, though, if you had $1,000 in that, it would, even if, let's say there was no inflation at all, the interest rate that you get on a savings account of $1,000, or per thousand, compared to, let's say, putting $1,000 in silver eagles, you would get a much greater appreciation. And as
right,
well as
right, absolutely. And what's really good about silver is that it's an industrial metal, so it's being used up. And clearly,
yeah,
silver is tremendously undervalued, at least as far as I'm concerned. And
oh,
that's,
yes,
kind of the route
is
I've taken myself. I bought some of those silver eagles. I got some silver bullion. But what's good about some of these coins is that when they did the initial confiscation of gold in the executive order, they actually made certain collectible coins exempt from confiscation. This is back in the 1930s when they basically stole everybody's gold through Executive Order 6102. So I think silver is definitely a good way to go. And not only that, but silver, I mean, you can't manipulate silver like you can gold, because there's more of it out there.
Yeah, but that's true. Silver is also being used on computers and stuff. Now, let me also tell you this. I discussed this with Robbie Noel on the phone. I didn't purchase from him yet, but I will. And I discussed this with him. I want everybody else out there here to understand this. This is very important for everybody. Unlike the gold, the gold eagles, the American gold eagles, where if you brought them and there's a 25% tax, you got to understand this. I discussed this with Noel also. If you had thousands of dollars of silver eagles, there is no tax, and they're not confiscatable. like the non, what can I say, the non gold, American Gold Eagle coins. In other words, the extra fine $10 Indian, $20 Indian, $5 Indians, which are going to eventually become rare, or the $10 and $20 Liberties, they are also tax-exempt. They're also private. So in other words, if you had, let's say, 2 years prior to this year, you had $500,000 worth of them, okay, and they could be extra fine or brilliant uncirculated or AU, all right, and you wouldn't pay too much more than the price of gold, then, you know, right now you'd have $1 million. And it would be tax exempt. So let's say if you wouldn't want to cash them all in, but let's say if you wanted to, you could. There's no tax. It's just a matter of you eventually cashing them all in. You may have to go to, you know, sell some to Robbie each time he had, you know, wanted to buy them back from you, whatever. You know, you may go to other dealers to get rid of it all, whatever, if somebody chose to do that. But they got to understand the that would be also private gold. Okay, but the
right, silver, right. All but good the, points. I'm sorry. I got to move on.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Okay,
but,
yeah.
All
care.
Very, very good points on the monetary system. You know, I mean definitely. I mean, I'm a firm believer in silver. And thanks for the call. I really appreciate that. I mean, personally, I have a lot of silver. I mean, I'm a firm believer in silver. You know, I don't even own much gold because it's a lot easier for me to buy silver. Just so I can just go to a coin shop or I can go to a coin show and I can just pick up the silver eagles or what sometimes what I've done is I've actually ordered from the Northwest Territorial Mint. I've actually ordered just regular bullion, and they've been very good as well. But there's lots of great places to get gold and silver, and of course the Republic Trading Group is another good place. Let's go on to another call. I think we have Doug in Texas. Doug, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Lee. I'm heavily invested in the most precious metals, lead and brass. I have plenty of that, and I see it going up. It beats the hell out of gold and silver as far as the, you know, they're trying to cut down on it, and they're trying to keep it out of the hands of the people, and that will be the most valuable metal of the future, I'm sure.
You know, I totally agree. I mean, that's another good place to invest if you get some ammunition. Because, you know, it's interesting. I actually own an M4 rifle, and I was trying to find ammunition for that thing. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, I was having a dickens of a time just trying to find boxes of ammo for it, and eventually I finally got some. But you know, that stuff is becoming increasingly more and more valuable, especially
right.
With this war in Iraq and in the Middle East. I mean, they're becoming increasingly more hard to come by.
And the fact that Carlyle Group is buying up all the ammunition and everything, and that I guarantee in the future, lead and brass will be. They'll trump gold and silver because they have a practical purpose, too, you know, besides just I can walk around with a pocket full of gold or silver, and somebody that's got a little more lead and brass can just come up to me and say, well, give me your gold and silver.
And oh, yeah, absolutely. And what one thing that you need to have is you need to have some means to protect your gold and silver. Because your gold and silver is not going to be worth much unless you have a means to protect it. So that's very, very important, and I totally agree with that.
All right.
Anything else on your mind, sir?
A lot of other things on my mind, but you probably got better callers waiting. So go ahead, and we'll catch you later.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, sir. And, yeah, I mean, basically what we got here is that we have a situation, an economic situation that's spiraling completely out of control. I mean, you know, when the Federal Reserve doesn't want to show people what the M3 money supply report actually indicates, they just hide it from public view. They're hiding something. They're hiding the true amount of money that is circulating. And they're doing that for a reason, because before they stopped publishing the M3 money supply report, that thing was going parabolic. And it just defies comprehension that We see all these talking heads in the establishment media continue to lie and continue to mislead the general public about what's really going on. They never say anything critical about the banking industry. They never say anything critical about the Federal Reserve. That's at least substantive, okay? The system itself is to blame, and that's why it's so important to get behind Ron Paul, because he's literally the only person running for president, and for that matter, I think in the entire Congress, that understands what's going on here. Simply, you have a central bank that prints money out of thin air. They print the money out of thin air to pay for all these government programs that we don't need. And as a result, it's created rampant inflation, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. It's really that simple. I mean, this is not rocket science here. But anyway, we have to break. We'll try to get into all these other news stories. I'll try to blow through them real quick in the last segment. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back to the last segment of the show. And before I cover these last-minute news stories, we're trying to get through all of them. Just a quick word from one of Arbient's sponsors, HempUSA.org. They're suppliers of fine hemp products. I've heard lots of good things about hempusa.org, and you can order all sorts of fine hemp products from them if you go to hempusa.org, or if you call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. Strongly encourage you to check them out. Let's blow right through all these news stories. Got this one here, opium fields spread across Iraq. That's a London Independent report. And yes, just like Afghanistan, we're seeing opium fields pop up in Iraq. And of course, the CIA has been intimately involved in the drug trafficking over in Afghanistan. And I'm sure they got the same type of scam set up here in Iraq. You know, just coincidence that the two nations that the United States is occupying, all of a sudden we're seeing a huge explosion in these opium crops. Of course, they're being turned into heroin to fund more of the CIA's black operations. Let's go on to another story here. Ministry of Defense offers nerve gas veterans an apology. This is from the London Guardian. And it says here, the Ministry of Defense is to offer compensation and an apology to the Porton Down victims of secret chemical testing, it was reported yesterday. And these people were tricked into becoming human guinea pigs for nerve gas experiments. And so they give them an apology. Give them an apology and a little bit of money, and that's about it. And there's even some controversy about that, because some people, they're pressured to sign this thing, some of these veterans that were exposed to this nerve gas. And, you know, even the compensation hasn't even gone very smoothly, because there are certain veterans that aren't accepting the offer from the government. It's just crazy. I wish I had more time to get into it. Just read up on my website, roguegovernment.com. The full story's up there. But I mean, just another case of disgraceful behavior on the part of a government. You know, the United States government, the British government, has openly admitted that they've done tests. They've done scientific tests with nerve gas, with radiation, all this other stuff on our soldiers. It's awful. I mean, this is admitted. I mean, they're admitting it in this article, and they're admitting it by giving them compensation and apologizing. It's just unbelievable. Moving on, UK to urge blocking websites promoting terror. That's a Bloomberg article. And now they have the UK Home Secretary. They're urging to ban websites promoting terrorism because we have to enhance the country's security, and we have to ban websites that promote terrorism. Well, the only question is, who decides what websites are promoting terrorism and what sites aren't? The government. And of course, they basically consider free speech over in the United Kingdom to be terrorism at this point. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten there. They got this whole tracking grid. They got cameras everywhere. It's a nightmare. So that's definitely some very disturbing news. And, you know, I mean, dissent is not tolerated in the New World Order. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Let's see. Some of our news. What else do we have here? I know we're at time. Canada puts U.S. on torture watch list. If you can believe that. Yes, they have put the United States on the torture watch list because of our nonsense that we've been doing down in Guantanamo Bay, our secret prisons, and all that other crazy stuff. But anyway, I'm just out of time. Just check out my website, roguegovernment.com, for news and information. And we'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. Take care.
Since 1998.